KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:02, it's cloudy and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for our skies to be continued partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. The Walnut City Council Thursday evening approved an agreement with Pottawatomie County for the purchase of 3 tornado sirens. City Clerk Terry Abel says the cost of the sirens is $71,402. The city's share of the cost is $20,000.
The county, Pottawatomie County, has a program that all of the sirens, they're upgrading all their sirens countywide. And we're, the city has to buy the sirens, the actual sirens, and they will do all of the connectors, appurtenances, whatever it is to get us up to snuff.
The sirens will be controlled by Pottawatomie County and set off as necessary when severe weather is imminent. In other business, the Walnut City Council Thursday approved a 3-year lease agreement with D&B Farms to allow a billboard sign promoting the Antique City's various shops to be installed on the company's property. The lease will cost the city $2,100 per year. And the council set the date of October 31st as the official date for trick-or-treating in Walnut. The event will run from 5 until 7 p.m. News time is 9:03.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City man is recovering after he was rescued when a trench he was digging near Sioux Center collapsed. The accident happened Thursday. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office said 20-year-old Nathaniel Christensen was working with the crew to dig the trench when the dirt collapsed on top of him. He was rescued by his co-workers and emergency crews. Christensen was taken to a local hospital and then flown to Mercy Medical Center in Sioux Center, where he was listed in fair condition. Anytime you buy something online and don't pay an Iowa sales tax, you're breaking the law. The Iowa Department of Revenue is launching an educational campaign to get Iowans to start paying use taxes. Revenue spokeswoman Victoria Daniels says it's not fair if Main Street business collects sales tax while Amazon and other big online retailers don't.
So when you make a purchase on the internet and the sales tax isn't collected, in effect you're putting those small businesses at a disadvantage.
As part of the campaign, Iowa taxpayers will be urged to go to the Department of Revenue website and then to popular links, then to the consumer use tax page to report your purchases. The application will compute what is owed and accept payment. Daniel says to all state employees, especially those of the Department of Revenue, will be expected to pay up.
Mind you, I plan to go through my credit card receipts and look at it and say, this is a business that is not in Iowa. I owe tax on this.
And there are two methods of paying the tax online at the Iowa Department of Revenue's website.
Look under the heading Popular Links. You'll see new options to pay consumers' use tax.
Last year, conscientious Iowa shoppers voluntarily submitted only about $21,000 for the tax. Millions of dollars in state taxes that are required by law are going uncollected. Besides internet purchases, the rules also apply to catalog sales. Congress may act soon to require all online retailers to collect state sales taxes. Nebraska's Attorney General John Bruning is warning state residents there to be wary of a scam related to computer tech support. Bruning says his office mediation center has received more than 10 reports this week alone regarding phone calls from those falsely claiming to represent Microsoft in order to gain access to sensitive information stored on victims' computers. Bruning says the caller claims a security threat has been detected on the resident's computer and offers software available for download or to directly update the consumer's current system. Consumers are then routed to dummy websites that allow scammers to remotely access their computers. An Iowa website that lets people search for breath alcohol test results has resumed operation. The site was taken down about a month ago. There were fears that the information on that site could violate a person's right to a fair trial. The site had included each defendant's date of birth and case number. Iowa County Attorneys Association Executive Director Corwin Ritchie said the concerns should be eased now that the dates of birth and those case numbers have been removed. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation criminalist Jim Blasasic said that in counties where there are very few breath tests, the information made it easy for people to figure out those breath test results as they were listed. The test result website address is https://breathalcohol.iowa.gov. There's a link to that under the same story on our website. One person has been treated for burns suffered in a West Des Moines house fire. Des Moines television station KCCI said the fire trucks were dispatched around 4 o'clock this morning. Firefighters soon were fighting flames that engulfed the front of the home, and medical technicians treated a resident for burns. There has been no word yet on what caused that blaze. Vice President Joe Biden says Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney renounced his own tax cut during Wednesday's presidential debate. While campaigning in Council Bluffs yesterday, Biden said a $5 trillion tax cut is the centerpiece of Romney's campaign for president. Biden said during the debate quote, "We found out he doesn't have $5 trillion tax cut, and I guess he outsourced that to China." Biden said that President Barack Obama was presidential and put forward a clear, specific plan during the debate. But he said Obama had a hard time figuring out Romney's positions on the issues, saying that you never know what game Governor Romney is going to come with. And Biden said that Romney either changed his position on some issues or he doesn't remember them. Two convicted felons have been charged with election fraud for registering to vote. The Department of Public Safety announced Thursday that 37-year-old Jason Rollin of Indianola and 37-year-old Stacy Brown of Kanawha registered when they obtained driver's licenses or ID cards from the Department of Transportation. Rollin was convicted in Wapello County on forgery charges. He told the agent he believed his right to vote was restored following his release from prison in 2001. Brown was convicted in 2009 after pleading guilty to possession of anhydrous ammonia. She told the agent she signed a paper when getting a driver's license without reading it thoroughly. Both have been charged with election fraud and fraudulent practices and then released. The case stems from information submitted to investigators by Secretary of State Matt Schultz. And a 1934 political poster that urged voters to opt for a straight Democratic ticket has been moved out of the public's view at the Dubuque County Treasurer's Office. The poster, which for years was on the back wall of the office, is now on an interior wall of the treasurer's private office. Treasurer Eric Stearman, a Democrat, said the poster is a historical decoration, not political. But Kim Ruttner, a Republican, raised concerns about the poster being displayed in the courthouse near a polling site. Megan Tooker of the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board said the poster likely won't be considered a campaign sign since it doesn't endorse any active candidate or ballot measure. But out of caution, she recommended the poster be removed. And in world headlines at this hour, unemployment has fallen to the lowest level since President Barack Obama took office. The Labor Department's monthly job reports find that employers added 114,000 jobs last month, and unemployment fell to 7.8%. Reports of the rate declined because more people found work. Mitt Romney says 7.8% unemployment is not what a real recovery looks like. Today's jobs report showing unemployment falling below 8% for the first time in nearly 4 years comes as a boost to President Obama just 2 days after a shaky debate performance against his Republican challenger. But Romney says millions of Americans are still struggling to find work, and Obama's economic record is one of failure. A drop in the nation's unemployment rate has given stocks a jolt in the early going on Wall Street. The Dow added more than 50 points in the opening 5 minutes of trading. The broader averages are also higher. The report has halted a slide in oil prices. And Californians looking to fill up their gas tanks this morning are getting another shock. Gasoline prices took yet another jump overnight, this time by as much as 20 cents a gallon in some areas. The AAA Daily Fuel Gauge reports that the average price of gas across the state of California is now nearly $4.49 a gallon, the highest in the nation. Refinery problems are being blamed, and some stations have run out of gas, have closed rather than paying the soaring wholesale prices. News time is 9/11.
After 21 trips from the truck to his dorm room, you finally have him moved in. You helped him set up everything from his computer to his microwave and mini fridge to the TV and Blu-ray, not to mention all the speaker wire. Now, have you thought about the idea that it happens, like a storm going through, knocking out all the power and frying all those electronics, or those nice young men down the hall through a huge party? Does he even lock his dorm room? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. Many insurance policies will cover your kid's stuff on your homeowner's policy when they're at school, but some don't cover his belongings if he lives in an apartment rather than the dorm. Some don't cover anything once he lives away from home. What does your policy say? Maybe it's time to review it. If you find that he may not be covered, I'll show you a renter's policy from Allied that will allow you to rest easy. Call today and let me help because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
And in the funeral announcements, Carolyn K. Thompson, age 69 of Stewart, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Carolyn Thompson will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Loyal Goff, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Monday. A Mass of the Resurrection service for Loyal Goff will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Gail Steffens, age 79, of Wyota, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Gail Steffens will be today at 10:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Daryl Kanan, age 52, of Erling, died Tuesday. A Mass of Christian burial service for Daryl Kanan will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Naomi DeVos, age 95, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Naomi DeVos will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Irene Peterson, age 84, of Shelby, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Irene Peterson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Evangelical Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. James Pierce, age 76, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for James Pierce will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Perry. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And William Franklin Oliver, age 83, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for William Oliver will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.